Hello guys, welcome to Ask Me Anything About Natural Hair podcast. I am Choma, your favorite hair care advocate, the natural hair advocate, and the founder of Faven Beauty Cosmetics and Natural Hair Africa. If you have been listening to my podcast, you should know by now that I love everything about natural hair, and I've been on natural hair for 4 years. I've been on natural hair for 4 years and I have a very beautiful natural hair. 4B hair type. You need to see my hair. You will fall in love. So guys, welcome to my podcast today. Today, I'll be talking about hair breakage. But before I talk about this hair breakage, let me quickly tell you briefly what you should know about Natural Hair Africa and Faven Beauty Cosmetics. Natural Hair Africa is an online community, is a digital community of women, of African women that have Afro textured hair, and they are willing to learn how to grow their natural hair the healthy way and easy way while living their best life. And Faven Beauty Cosmetics is a sustainable cosmetics brand that produces and formulates natural hair care products using natural ingredients that are locally sourced and eco-friendly. So these are the two things that I do. And aside these two, the online community and the brand, the cosmetics brand, I also have a personal brand. Myself too is a brand, Natural Advocate. Yeah. So everything, whatever that I do that is not about hair, it's not me that is doing it. I love natural hair. I love what I do. So welcome to my podcast. Today, I'll be talking about 6 ways to avoid hair breakage this pandemic period. Before I go ahead, how are you guys doing? How are you faring? How is life? Please, I want to encourage you to hang in there. This too shall pass. This pandemic, lockdown, everything will be over soon and we'll go back to living our normal lives like we used to, okay? Yeah. But I wouldn't want you to leave this lockdown to start living your normal life again without knowing how to avoid hair breakage. At least now that you are in this lockdown, you are at home, you're not going anywhere, I want to teach you how you can avoid hair breakage. You have all the time in this world to do this now. Yeah, before we start going out again. So one of these ways is that you should get a spray bottle. The first one is that you should get a spray bottle. I don't know how many of you that have spray bottle at home that is dedicated to your natural hair that you use in keeping it moisturized and everything. I don't know. So get a spray bottle for your hair. This will enable you feed your hair with water always in order to prevent dryness. Very, very important. One thing about natural hair is, just like we go thirsty sometimes, natural hair can get dry and be thirsty for water. Okay, so ensure that your hair is always well moisturized. Get a spray bottle that is very, very handy, that you can walk around with, that you can put in your handbag and go around with it, so that whenever you feel your hair is dry, wherever you are, you can bring it out. Just like you spray your perfume on your body spray, you can equally do that on your hair. Spray your water on your hair. No, you're owing nobody anything, okay? Nothing. You're not owing anybody anything. So make sure that you do what you're supposed to do to avoid your hair from breaking, to stop your hair, prevent your hair from breaking, okay? So the next thing on the list is treat your natural hair with a protein treatment before making your hair, before keeping it in a protective style. That is if you're on high porosity hair. Please, if your hair is low porosity, don't use protein treatment on it. Unless your hair, there are so many, you know, there are factors that can result to hair breakage, okay? I don't want to go into that. That's why I'm just trying to just tell us simple things that you can do to avoid hair breakage. I didn't go into details telling us things that causes hair breakage, okay? So if you, let me just keep it simple so that you don't get confused. If your hair is not high porosity or normal porosity, please don't use protein deep conditioner on it. This treatment will strengthen your hair and improve its elasticity, thereby preventing your hair from breakage when you eventually take down the protective style, okay? So you can keep your hair in this period of pandemic that you're on lockdown, you're at home, you can keep your hair on protective style by weaving it, keeping it in a twist. You can do 2-strand twist, you can do weaving. Just make sure that you treat the hair with a good deep conditioner. You can even use a moisturizing deep conditioner because it's also worse. It depends on your porosity hair. And if your hair is treated hair, like you dyed it, the tips of your natural hair, or you dyed the whole, please find a good protein deep conditioner to avoid hair breakage. The third thing on the list is also treat your hair with moisturizing deep conditioner after protein treatment in order to balance the equation. Yes, if you are going to treat your hair with protein treatment, please ensure that you balance the equation, balance the everything you are doing, the deep conditioning with a good moisturizing deep conditioner. I always recommend 5M Beauty moisturizing deep conditioner, even the protein treatment. 5M Beauty has a protein treatment, so get these products, they are very, very good, okay? There are other products there out there that are good, but these are the ones that I always recommend. I'm very sure of how they are being formulated, so I recommend them. Failure to do this, failure to balance the equation, will put your hair at risk of breaking when you eventually take down your protective style. Your hair should be well moisturized, because if after protein treatment your hair is not well moisturized and there is protein overdose, there will still be breakage. So you need to balance it so that there won't be protein overdose and there won't be moisture over it. I don't know if you're getting me, so balance it. But if your hair is low porosity, please, you don't have any business with protein treatment, just go ahead and do what, and treat your hair with a moisturizing deep conditioner. It's very simple. The next thing I've explained, I've thought about three things, okay? The fourth thing on the list is get your natural hair a good moisturizing leave-in conditioner this period. Please, I think there is lockdown and you can't go out, but please, I think and I believe that you should have, I expect you to have leave-in, every naturalista should have a leave-in conditioner at home, a very good moisturizing leave-in conditioner. So this is the period, at this time, point in time, you really need it. So keep your hair, now that you're at home, you're not going out, I think you should pay attention to your hair. Treat your hair, always keep it moisturized. Don't, because I'm at home, I'm not getting you in anywhere, you now be lazy. Please don't be lazy around your hair, okay? This will be applied, the leave-in conditioner will be applied on your hair on daily basis, in fact twice daily, morning and night, to keep it moisturized and conditioned always. Failure to do this will put your hair at risk of breaking. Yes, when your hair is not moisturized, it is dry. Yes, and when it is dry, it breaks, okay? So the next thing, the fifth thing on the list is get your natural hair a good hair growth oil. I will recommend 5M Beauty Cosmetics hair growth oil to improve your edges while slaying at home, while slaying your protective style. Please be applying hair growth oil on your edges and on your scalp so that by the time you come out of this lockdown quarantine period, by the time you resume living your life as normal, like you used to, you'll be seeing enough hair on your head, okay? So, the next thing, the last thing on the list, the last but not the least on the list that I have here is treat your attachment extension before using it to braid your hair. That is, if you are going to be installing a protective style that you need an extension this period, please make sure that it is well treated. I don't know if you know how to treat your extension. There is a way to treat your extension. There is a way to treat your extension before using it to braid your hair. It will help get rid of those chemicals that causes irritation. It's very simple. Just get equal amount of apple cider vinegar and water. Mix them together. Then add your attachment or whatever, your extension, your crochet braid, whatever that you're going to use to install the protective style. Put it inside the bowl of water and apple cider vinegar. When you put it there, allow it to stay for a few minutes. You will find out that there will be kind of, it will become cloudy. The water will become cloudy. That is to tell you that the chemical is being what dissolved, is being neutralized. So what you will now do is you bring it out, rinse your attachment, and allow it to dry. When you use it on your hair, when you use it to install your protective style, it will never scratch you, okay? And there will be never irritation. So because when your scalp is irritated, that means you will lose hair. Your hair will cut, your hair will break. There will be hair loss, okay? Because your follicle will equally get irritated. So it's very, very important to do what? To treat the extension before you use it to install protective style. So these are the six ways you can avoid hair breakage this pandemic period, okay? So this is all I have to share with you guys today, and there is a news I want to share with you too. I'll be hosting a webinar this period. I'll be hosting a webinar, but I'm yet to fix the date, but the payments will start soon. I'll be doing a webinar on how to grow a healthy natural hair with ease while living your best life. It's going to be amazing. It's going, like, you will learn things you never knew about your natural hair. I've done this class before. I think that was last year, and it was wow. And all the people that attended the class, they had a lot to say about it. I did it on a WhatsApp group. I don't know where, if I should do this on Zoom, this particular one, or also a WhatsApp group, because I have a lot of information to give out to people. I don't hoard information. So whenever you're attending my class, bear it in mind that you're going to get value for your money, okay? So I'll be hosting the class. I will give you guys details about it maybe tomorrow. If you are my friend on Facebook, if you follow me on Instagram, at Faven Beauty Hair Care, you'll be able to get the information. So follow me on Instagram and be expecting to get the information on how and where we hold the class, okay? And the price for the fee for the class, it might be free or you might make a small commitment, okay? So be looking forward, anticipate and be looking forward to that. So another thing that I want to share with you guys is listening to my previous episode, podcast episode. You will learn so much from listening to my podcast, okay? To my episode, you will learn so much. In fact, I think this is like a radio station for me, where you can come, tune in, learn, and go your way, okay? So always listen and share with your friends. Thank you guys for today, and please stay safe during this period. Wash your hands, use your hand sanitizer, observe social distancing, stay at home, okay? This too shall pass, and we all will go out, party, go to beach, do all sorts of things, you know, and have fun. But for now, please stay at home. Stay at home. Make yourself happy, comfortable. Stay at home. Eat well, sleep, watch movies, do online courses, do whatever that you think that will make you happy, okay? and bye.